Alone is illness. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today titled, Alone is Illness. Now, who would ever think that alone was illness? When we separate ourselves from our divine reality, when we separate ourselves from who we really are, then we are alone. We are not alone because we are not with people. We are not alone because we are not surrounded by our infinite allness. We are alone when we separate ourselves, when we go apart, when we think that we are not one as the allness, as the isness, as the divinity that we are. Now, why would any of us ever want to think such thoughts, or why would we ever want to be in such a condition where we are alone and not being with all those people that we love and care for? Well, are the people that we love and care for really the important people in our life? Or are we one with the divine within us? Is that who we really love and care for? As we think about this, we come to some pretty definite conclusions of who and what we are. We like to say, I am number one. We like to say, it is done unto me according to my thought. We like to say that my attitude is what makes my day happy or sad, what makes my life happy or glad, whatever it is. My attitude, my thought about myself, my thought about my world, my thought about whatever is going on in my world, this is what makes it. And you see, the attitude is one of separation. The attitude is one of being alone. The attitude is one of being not united with our original purity and integrity, not one as all that we are. The thought comes to many people, what are we going to do about our life? How are we going to handle our life? How are we going to handle the world in which we live? How are we going to do the things that are important for us to do? And the solution comes up, well, when we can get apart. Now, I use the illustration that when a dog is injured, he will be aware of the injury, be aware of the pain, and then he'll shut the pain off. He has some intuitive ability within himself to shut the pain off. And he crawls under a porch or crawls into some hole somewhere where he can be alone with himself and not with the appearances of the world. True, all dogs do not survive, but I would say the majority do survive because the majority are able to be alone with themselves, to be one with themselves. See, that can also be all one, A-L, and then O-N-E, but we're not playing with words here. We're playing with ideas and concepts. The dog's healing takes place from the inner self. The dog's healing takes place from its divine nature, its real nature, what its original purity and integrity is. The dog's nature brings forth the healing of what it is. Now, this is what happens to each of us. When we go within, and you might say that's alone, but when we go within to our allness, then we begin to experience wholeness. When we separate ourselves from our allness, and we think that what we see is what is, when what we see in the world is what is reality, when we think the appearances that are plaguing our body or our mind or our life, that those are the reality, then we really have a problem. We really have a problem because we have gone away from our divine self. We are now alone. We are alone in a very busy world. Dante, in painting the Divine Inferno, has all these people one with the other. They're all in great pain. They're all suffering tremendously in that divine inferno. And they're having such a time, and they do not even know each other exist. They do not know that one another is there. They only know of themselves. Now, if any one of them would, in their 11th hour, turn to that divine within them and say, "The divine in me is my reality. The divine in me is all I care to be. The divine in me is who I really am. And this is all that I shall ever be." Now, when we can say that for ourselves, then all of the outer appearances, all of those illusions that pass away, do not even need to come up. When we live in our original purity and integrity, we are not living in any limitation. We are not living in any illness. We are not alone. We are living in the allness of who we are. Many times we interpret the word alone to be separate from our friends and our family and our relatives and the world. But alone is truly not being one with the allness. It's not recognizing that we can never be separated, because we are always divine. We are always the one. We are always living in that allness now. When we can come to this conclusion, then illness is a thing of the past for us. When we come to this conclusion, then problems are a thing of the past. Then unhappy relationships are a thing of the past. For we always live in our original purity and integrity. We live in our oneness as the allness. And there is no aloneness. There is no separateness. There is no otherness from the divine within us. Oh, yes, Herb, that's a lot of talk. When you're suffering and you're going through pain and you're going through problems, that's a lot of talk, and it's not easy to think that talk. No, it's true. It's not easy to think that talk. And that's just when you must think the talk the most definitely and most powerfully. Just as we learn our lessons, and they're not easy at first, then as they become part of us, they're no longer lessons, and they're no longer something difficult to learn. They are us. There are some people who are gifted with the ability to learn quickly. There are some people who, so to speak, learn without opening a book. And now these people, you say, are so blessed, they're so gifted. No, they're not. They have never learned the procedure of listening within. They have never learned the procedure. Well, where do they get that wisdom? Where do they get all of it? That is a naturalness that comes to them. But you see, when testing time comes in our life, when we are being not tested but fortified, when we are having that experience in our life, then if we have not built up a foundation upon which we have based our understanding of who we are, then we fall away from it. Intellectuals are the people who suffer the most in this, because the intellectuals think that much knowledge is going to bring them all reality. And yet, those people who are sensitive and caring, those people who have a deep inner awareness of who they are, they live in a bliss. They live in a peaceful contentedness. Oh, they don't have big houses, perhaps, or perhaps they do. They don't have a lot of money, or perhaps they do. They don't have a lot of perfect health. Oh, yes, they do. And you see, they know their values. Their values are building a strength in the reality of who they are, of their original purity and integrity. And in building that strength, they have that eternally. And nothing can take it away from them, because they are one as the all. They are not alone. They may walk alone from the human point of view. They may not associate tremendously with other people. But they live in that blissful countenance of the allness that they are. Now, it does not mean they cannot. associate with others, and they cannot live blissfully with others. It only means that whatever is in their outer is first in their inner, and is first a recognition of peace and harmony and love and wholeness. This is the path I choose to walk. This is the way I choose to go. And you know, I couldn't be happier. Aloneness alone is illness, and oneness is wholeness. And I walk the path of oneness and wholeness in my heart, in my mind, in my being, in my allness, because that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.